Despite the tendency to separate STEM fields from the humanities, poetry and science have a closer bond than many people realize. Kathleen Gillespie is a poet and has a doctorate in marine biotechnology. She's a research affiliate at the Institute of Marine and Environmental Technology in the Inner Harbor. She talks about the impact science has on her poetry and finding the poetry in science.
I notice the preconceived notions of how science geeks are expected to act in their downtime from TV shows such as Big Bang Theory and NCIS. When I socialize, it is in the Baltimore artistic and literary community. I'm not surprised to run into a number of people that happen to have a scientific day job. They may be at an art event to support friends and family, but obviously they're also art enthusiasts. Our presence as scientists reveal an interaction of art and science. This link may not at first appear clear, because I think the prevailing thought is that art is gloriously created through inspiration, while science is simply task-driven. When a scientist is performing an experiment, there are definitely rules to be followed, but inspiration acts to improve this process. For example, one time I left my coffee mug outside the lab on a Monday and found its leftover contents transformed into a moldy mess by Friday. My distraction became a discovery because I used that fungus in a fermentation study for drug metabolites that became a fantastic find. Writing poetry has enriched me as a scientist because it motivates me to approach any science conceptually. When I start to compose a poem, I tend to consider the taste of a terminology. Would certain phrases paint a picture for the ear and still be technically correct? It's the same concept as having to teach a topic. In explaining it to others, you learn it better yourself. Public communication has become a huge goal within my community. For any advancement in science to be realized, everyone must first understand what led to it. That means engaging someone from the PhD level to the curious six-year-old. To be successful, science has to make sense and answer the all-important question, why should I care? Here's where the narrative must be created and told. Many programs are beginning to address this necessary skill, scientists packaging their findings for society's consumption. There are many resources right in Baltimore City, including the Community Science Group, the Baltimore Underground Science Space, science cafes, science slams, and even nerd nights, where science is cut into bite-sized chunks and dished out in spoken word presentations. I was able to not only enjoy learning new science in these venues, but also have the chance to contribute. Using creative energy towards my own research allows me to connect to data in a meaningful way. My ability to inform about science through poetry offers me a chance to shine a light on the beauty of a scientific perspective.
You can learn more about the Institute of Marine and Environmental Technology at umces.edu/imet. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.